Rabbi, these daffim are jam-packed. It's like so, we only have 1 week, because it's not much time to spend on this, but I just want to pull out as much of the halacha l'maisa as we could. So last week we spoke all about the inyanim of tarovis chametz. This week we're going to talk about all the dinim of clay chametz, kelim of chametz, and hagala of the kelim, and klicheres, and libun, and all the halachas of the Machshir Kelim for Pesach. That's not too much for 1 week, but we'll see what we could do. So on Chav Tes Amud Beis, right, we learned this Machlokis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says that Chametz She'avol of Pesach is Asur Min HaTorah. The whole year it's Asur. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's Mutter. When it's Be'en, the actual Chametz will be Asur Mishum Knas. So the Gemara tells us on Daf Lamed that this makes a big nafkamina legabe the din of Hagalas Kalim. Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Rav holds that Chametz Avolav HaPesach is Asur Min HaTorah after Pesach. So therefore Rav holds that when you come to Pesach, all of your Kalim need Hagala. They all have to have some sort of hechsher to them. Because the moment that Pesach starts, every kli becomes as if it had absorbed Nevela. It becomes a treif kli. It becomes a treif kli not only for Pesach, but for all year round, this kli is going to be treif, because chametz, sh'avol Pesach is asur the whole year, so the chametz that's absorbed in the walls of the kli will turn into iser, and the mela, even after Pesach, you're going to be left with asur kelim. Whereas, according to Rabbi Shimon, who's the way we hold, so Memela, you don't have to do anything to your kelim. If you want to use your kelim for Pesach, you have to be machshir of the kelim. But if you don't want to kashrut your kelim, you can just put them in your pantry and close them up. Right? There's no problem because you're mevatel the chametz. That which is absorbed is batel. And there's no chash you're going to eat the chametz absorbed in your kelim. So therefore, you can just close them so you don't forget and come to eat to cook in them. But otherwise, there's no problem. Now, according to Rav, you know, in the part of the world that when there was no like Rav, so they had a big problem, because that's okay to imagine all your kalim, all your metal kalim, but your cheres kalim, back in the day of Chazal, pots, your standard pot was made out of cheres, all your dishes were made out of cheres, and we know that you can't kasher cheres. Kli cheres, earthenware, it doesn't have hechsher, and the Mela Rav says you'd have to break all your kalim. All your dishes, every year you'd have to break all your dishes. Right? So you'd use disposable, I guess. So it'd be very expensive. But that's how things were in the world of Rav. Now, we don't hold by that. So we don't have that problem. But there's some very big yisodos that come out of this Gemara about the dinim of Kli Cheres, about how we treat Kli Cheres that has absorbed Isser. We find in the Gemara that there's really hidden in the Shakotarya a huge kula in this Gemara. Because it's true, Rav says you have to break the Kli Cheres. Good, you have to break Kli Cheres. That itself, that's not a chiddush. But it's even really a pasuk in the Torah, in Parshas Tzav, when the pasuk is talking about chatas, the pasuk tells us that if you cook the meat of a chatas in a Kli Cheres, you have to break the Kli Cheres. Because Kli Cheres, since it's porous, Chazal tell us, it can never be fully cleaned. And since it can't be fully cleaned, therefore, the next morning, after you cooked the meat of Chatas in the Kli, that meat that's absorbed in the walls of the Kli Cheres is going to turn into Noser. It becomes Aser to eat. It becomes Aser with Iser Kares. And then mainly, you have to get rid of it. You have to get rid of it. So the Torah says you have to break it. Metal kalim, the pasuk says you do agala to them, and that gets out the taste. But kli cheres, you can't get out the taste, and therefore you have to break it. So therefore, be'esem rav should be pashat. Kli cheres has chametz in it, no different than kli cheres that has nevel in it, and you should have to break it. But it's not actually what the Gemara says. The Gemara doesn't say style that Rav says you have to break it because it's a usher kli. The Gemara says that really, according to Rav, you shouldn't have to break it. Because that which is absorbed in the wall of the kli is only a mashahu. It's not enough to give taste. there's only a minute amount of chametz absorbed into this pottery kli. The Mela, the Gemara says, really, according to Rabbi, you should be allowed to use it. Use it with the iser absorbed in the wall. Why does Rav say that you have to break the kli? So the Gemara says that that's because Rav's afraid you're going to use the kli with mino. The kli has a little bit of chametz of pesach in the wall, and you're going to use it with chametz. You're going to cook something in it that has chametz of heter. And Rav holds that min b'mino is not batel. There's no bittel, and it asks b'mashahu. And therefore, the food that you cook in this kli is going to be aser. But what comes out of that? What comes out of that is that according to us, that we hold that min b'mino is also batel. And the mela, the only fear we have of cooking in a kli is that it might give taste. The mela, it sounds like you could use the kli cheres. I mean, even though the kli cheres has absorbed iser, it sounds like we should be allowed to use it because it should be batel. So this is a big kasha. Why is this? First of all, why is that the Gemara is assuming that a kedera only has a mashahu absorbed in its wall? L'chayra, that's not true, right? L'chayra, we assume that there's two parshas in the Torah about kli iser. There's one parsha about cooking kachim in kli iser, and there's one parsha in Parshas Matos about after the war against Midian, that after there's a war with Midian, we got all the kalim from Midian, and they were used for treif, so we had to kasha them. And the assumption is that stam kalim you can't use without kashering them. Why? So because mistama, they have a lot absorbed in them, right? Could there's a lot absorbed. We don't know how much is absorbed. And a kli that's used, the Torah, is choshesh for that which is absorbed. The Emes of the Gemara tells us that if 24 hours pass after a kli is used, so min hatayra, we're not choshesh anymore that the kli could give tam. But mitrabanan, we're gozer an eno ben yomo ato ben yomo. Since the kli was used, when the kli was used, it could give out tam. Therefore, even though a little bit of time has passed and there's not as much iser, the iser has would not add a beneficial tam anymore. Afal pikin is asu drabanan. So there's such a thing as iser kalim. You're not allowed to use kalim. So why on earth are here? Are we assuming that all that's in the kli cheres here, all that's in the kedera, is a mashu? That's the first question. Second question is, even if there is a mashu, let's say there is only a mashu, and therefore it's true halacha mashu, we hold the halacha mashu will not aser, right? Except for special cases, a mashu will not cause an iser. But that's b'di'evet. But l'chatchila, you're never allowed to add any iser into your food. Okay, there's only a mashu of chazer in the walls of this cheres. But afal pikin, you can't use it because that's called ein mevatel iser l'chatchila. There's a klal that l'chatchila you can't put even the tiniest drop of iser into your food. You know, the reason for that, the Chasam Sofer says, he points out that the Torah says that you shouldn't eat nevela, but you should throw it to a dog. A treifa you should throw to a dog. So what do you mean? Why should you throw it to the dog? Why don't you just break it into little pieces and put a little piece into everything you cook? It'll be batel, and you'll eat it that way. So you see from the Torah that the Torah's kavana is that you shouldn't use iser. Iser shouldn't be used. So even if there's just a mashu, let it be there's just a mashu who in the walls of the kedera, but still it should be aser. So this is the second kasha. So the Ramban has a teretz that really it gives a lot of hetevim. La halacha. But I just want to give a brief hakdama. You know, just a short hakdama just about the nature of Hagalas Kalim. You know, Hagalas Kalim, it's not just about a fear that the kli will give taste into the food, into the heter. You see that just in the parshas themselves of Hagalas Kalim. The Ramban points out in the end of Avodah Zarah, he says, sometimes Kalim are also to use them, even though we don't think they're going to actually give a taste. So one example he says about this is the halacha of Libun. There's a halacha in Parshas Matos that the Kalim, the Pasuk says the Kalim are taken from Midian, so that which is normally used in water, like a pot, so you could do Hagalah. You just have to clean it by using boiling hot water. But that which is used directly on the fire, like a spit or a grill, so those have to be cleaned by fire. You have to use libun and heat it directly by fire. And the Rabban says, if you do Hagalah to a kli that needs libun, so he says that Hagalah would work. He says it'll get out 95% of the time. And he says he knows that's true. He says he knows that's true because if you look in Parshat Tzav, when it's talking about kachim, so the Torah there just says that anything used to cook kachim, you could clean it by Hagalah. You could use it with hot water. And the Gemara says in the end of Avodah Zarah that that's true even if you cook something of kachim on a grill. You cook the kachim on a grill, you could still be machshir it using boiling hot water. And the Gemara says, that's because kachim is easier to be machshir a kli of kachim than to be machshir a kli that was used for tarfas. And the Gemara says, it's because by kachim, be'etzem hagala works. Hagala will get the taste out. It says, but by a kli that was used for cooking tarfas in it. So therefore, that's called isurabala. The kli was used for iser. It was used for something that at the time it was absorbing, was actually used for Esther. So there the Torah was machmer that it needs more. You have to go more. You have to do more than the regular hachshir, the regular gala. You have to use fire. But Rabban said, that's a chumrah. It's a chumrah min ha-Torah. Is it giving taste? It's not giving taste. But afal pikin, the Torah was more machmer because this kli was used for Esther. The same thing Rabban says about a kli cheres. He says, in the parish of Chattas, the Torah says a chumrah, that even though most kelim you could clean by Hagalah, but kli cheres, because it can never be totally cleaned, so therefore you need to break it. So says the Ramban, that's for sure a chumrah. It's not that we're really scared the kli cheres is going to give tam. He says, because just think of it, he just says to me, svara. Imagine if you take a kli cheres and for 10 hours you boil it and put it in boiling hot water, right? Okay, so you couldn't get everything out. Right? The chemist will look in the kli, he'll find iser. But could it be it's actually going to give taste? Like, why would I be choshesh the next time I cook in it? So can I take this kli cheres, this kadera that's been used for cooking the vela? But now I've spent 10 hours purging without water. And now I cook my chicken soup in it. Now it's going to give flavor to the chicken soup? But how much flavor could possibly be in the walls of the kli cheres? Right? Okay, it only gives it a little bit each time. But if it gives it a little bit each time, it's not going to be enough to continually ask the food. But the emphasis, the halacha is b'diyeved. You know, the ikur din, the Gemara says that even if you cook in a pot of nevela, you take a kli cheres, a porous kli cheres that has in it, it's been cooked for nevela, and it's totally saturated with nevela and the kli cheres. Then you cook in it, you cook chicken soup in it. La halacha, You could give it to a guy. You give it a guy to taste. La halacha of the Gemara, we have actually chumas b'zman hazeh, but la halacha, you could give it to a guy to taste the chicken soup. If he says, I don't taste the meat in it, I don't taste the tarfus in it, it's kosher. Right? It's definitely clear you're asked to use that kli. But the din is, that's exeris akasiv. But the din is that a certain chumas. So it says the Ramban like this. That ain't a chinami. A kli that was used for kachim, there's a custom you have to break the kli, because once the kli was used for basar kachim, it becomes noser. The Torah says any noser left over the following morning has to be burnt, and the kalim have to be cleaned, and the kli cheres has to be destroyed. Because we want to destroy, that's there's a custom, we want to destroy any remnant of iser. But if there's no there's a custom, so then what's the problem? He says, the problem is only there's some balu in the kli. He says, the maisa, if you do a good job doing hagala on a kli, we assume there's only a master who left. So therefore, says the Ramban, Rav says that the Isser and the Kedera is only a Mashu, he means after you did Hagalah to it, after you did a good job of Hagalah. So you look, and as far as you see, no Isser is coming out. The water is going in and coming out clean. So the Mela, he says, at that point, it's only an Isser Mashu. So the Mela, in Echanaris, is a Gezer Sakasav. Sometimes it's Aser, but when we don't have that Gezer Sakasav, we're allowed to be Mekel. So this brings us to big kula. So the tour in Kuf Kuf Aleph, she quotes from the Baal HaEter. The Baal HaEter held that any kli cheres, even if it's used for Isser, right? You go to the flea market and you buy some guy's old dishes, set of dishes. So if you do Hagalah to them three times, a good Hagalah, he says afterwards, he says, and you wait 24 hours, because 24 hours makes it that the taste will not be a beneficial taste. He says, you're allowed to use those dishes. Allowed to use those dishes, even though they're nechanami. You ask me, is there a little left? There is a little left. We're still allowed to use it. And the Rambam, in Maisa Karbanos, so he has an even bigger chiddush. He says that even by kachshon, he says the Torah only tells us the kli cheres has to be broken by chatas. It's in the parasha of Chatas. He says, by other kachim, let's say by shlamim, he says, ein achinami. You could do agol to kli cheres, and you could use the kli cheres. Because ein achinami, the agol gets out 99% of the iser, and that which is left is only iser mashu, and we'd be mekam. Now, so that's part of the story here. Why kli cheres could be viewed as iser mashu. Now, I is iser mashu, so ein mevatel iser lechatchila. Why is it mutter? So Rishonim say, right, you find in Tosfos Rishon Rabbeinu Yosef, that even though normally ein mevatel iser lechatchila, but he tells us that by us, it's not only an iser mashu, it's iser mashu, but not only that, it's also lefgam. It's lefgam, meaning it doesn't give a good taste. Because after 24 hours, the taste, even if you would taste it, it wouldn't be a good taste. It wouldn't help the food. So there's a halacha that no sintam lefgam is mutter. Right? Even if you would have, the Gemara tells us, even if you had a piece of nevela, an actual piece of nevela, but it didn't taste good. No one liked the way it tasted. It was hard to eat it. So when I tell you, it would be mutter. And they learn that from a pasuk. The pasuk says that you don't eat nevela, but you should give it to a ger. So it says the only nevela that's aser is something that's possible to give to another person. I mean, it has some value, that there could be some benefit that comes from it. But something that isn't beneficial isn't aser. So memela, once something's lefgam, once 24 hours has passed, and memela, the taste that this gives to the heter is going to be a negative taste. So memela, it doesn't aser. It doesn't aser b'di'evet. Now, lechatchila, it still is aser. However, since it's only a mashu, there's only a little bit there, it can never give a real taste. And that taste, the benefit is not a real benefit. Right? The ikur iser min ha-Torah is only to get real benefit. This isn't a real benefit. So therefore, it's mutter even lechatchila. So that's a major heter. So first, let's just speak of that heter, because it's so important, halacha l'maisa, and you'll see this question comes up a lot. What if a tiny drop of Isser falls on my kli? Do I have to do Hagalah? Right? A little drop of Isser. It also happens a tiny drop of milk. So a drop of hot milk falls on my fleishik, into my fleishik bowl. An empty fleishik bowl. Let's call it a kli cheres. Right? For argument's sake, let's assume that our dishes are kli cheres. So it falls on the kli cheres. So that kli cheres now has a drop of iser in it, or chalav in it, at least for, right? So you want to use it for your chicken soup. Do you have to do a hagalah? Okay. Kli cheres, you can't even do a complete hagalah. So the mice of the dish is mutter. The dish is mutter as long as you know, it says this is the third in your day outside your test, as long as you know that this dish is never used in the amount that what's absorbed in it should give a taste. It'll always be batel b'shishim, because there's so little has been absorbed in it. You always use this pot to cook a lot in the pot, and therefore the little tiny drop of iser the drop of butter that went that hit the pot will always be batel l'shishim. So male, you're allowed to use the pot. Okay. Questions could be more complicated than we're presenting, but that's often the case, right? That anything that's a mashahu and a slifagam, even if it went in, it wasn't lifagam, but 24 hours has passed, it's lifagam, the mela, it's mutter. You're allowed to use the kli. Rav Moshe was asked a shayla. Many permutations you could have of this shayla. Of what about a baal tshuva, a couple that became baal tshuva, and before they were chozer b'tshuva, they had an expensive set of dinnerware, and the mela, it was china, fine china, and they wanted to know, could they kasher it? Are they allowed to kasher it? So according to the Baal Itter, there's no problem. You just do Hagala. Just do Hagala three times to get it as much as you could possibly get out, and then say what's left in your Mevatel Chatchila. Not so Pashit, though, because the Torah's Choshish not to rely on the Baal Itter. He says, don't rely on the Baal Itter. Ein Hachinami, a Mashu in a Kli is Mutter. However, and Ein Hachinami, the Ramban says, Ein Hachinami, but if you look at Tosfos in our Sugya, Tosfos writes, that we're talking, the reason is a mashu and a kli is because the kli only absorbed the mashu. The Tosfos doesn't say the Ramban story that it's regular kli chametz and you manage to be magal out of it most of the iser. He says it's talking about a kedera, that we're talking about a kedera, Rav is talking about a kedera that only absorbs a small amount of chametz. Doesn't have a lot of chametz in the walls. The Torah understands that it could be, you could say, that ein achinami, that if a kli cheres absorbs a lot of ister, meaning you are always using it, this couple was always using these kalim for ister, it has a lot of ister in it, so then perhaps you should be choshish that even with hagala, we should say that since it started off with a lot of ister in it, we should not rely on hagala to make it ister mashal. So Moshe doesn't stam so much on the Baal Itter, but he says his other stuff of kula here. The biggest side of kula, in my opinion, is the fact that our kalim are not really kli cheres. Our china, so it's sort of like cheres. It's made from clay, but it's baked. And there's a shayla. What's the din? Is that really kli cheres, or has it turned into a glass? Like glass kalim, you could do hagala too. So it's a machlokus. Early acharon have a machlokus. The Radvaz. He says he did tests, he did a lot of tests on their porcelain, and he found that he thought the porcelain was absorbing. He says he weighed porcelain, and then he cooked it with a lot, and he writes that he found that afterwards it weighed very slightly more than before, and he claims that there is some bleah going on. Rav Yaakov Emden writes in a tshuva that he doesn't believe that any bleah is going on. So b'kitzur, it's a shayla, you know, but a shayla of like early achronim when they started having china. You know, my take is that it's hard to imagine any significant bleah going. Yeah.
In today's like world, we aren't able to argue that with bleach that it can chemically clean out the same way like the bleah.
Well, We don't say that bleach could. Anything that needs hagala. It's like a gzeres hakasev. Yeah, you know, you could really hear such a thing that bleach should work. Kli cheres, an actual kli cheres is easier here. That bleach won't work because it has to actually get inside the kli itself. Lemaisa could be as far like that, but. So the truth is, the halacha, we do assume that our dishes are kli cheres. We assume that, but we assume it more as a chumrah. You know, is it really true? Is it not true? I don't know. We don't like deciding things on our own that we don't have in chazal. But it's a chumrah. That helps the chumrah. The other point Rav Moshe used to make a heter here was the Chacham Tzvi. Chacham Tzvi points out there's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah that says at least by Yayin Nesech, if a kli cheres is left for 12 months. 12 months passes from the time that the Isser went in, we assume that the Isser has totally disintegrated. So using all this heterium together, he got a heter. The bottom line is, the bottom line is that there is some room for a terem. So, right, so just if a mashu who goes into a kli cheres, mashu who goes in, so it's pashut smutzer. If a lach goes in, the only heter would be is that to use this sort of Rav Moshe's heter. Okay. Okay, so this is another very important issue here in the Gemara. This is really a big issue in Haggadah's Kehillim for Pesach. But we mentioned that there's two types, there's two parshas of Hekshu Kehillim. One is given in Parshat Tzav, that talks about Kehillim that absorbed Kachim. And by Kachim, the Mishnah says in Zvachim, Haggadah always works. Even if something is roasted, even if you roast the kachim on a spit, you could do Haggadah and be machsher the kachim, machsher the spit. And the Gemara says that's because it's Teira Bala, and Haggadah is enough to be machsher. However, by Isura Bala, in Parshas Matos, there the Torah talks about the kalim that were gotten from Midian, Kalim Gan from Midian that had real tarfus be'en. Real tarfus was used in them. And therefore the Gemara says we're more machmer, and if they absorbed on a grill and fire, it has to be purged mukshur by fire. So that's the halacha. Anything you buy from a guy, if you buy a grill from a guy, you have to clean it with libun. Libun, which is very hard to do. Libun involves getting things extremely hot so that sparks come out of the metal. It's a really high heat. So Mela, what about by Pesach? Right, it's a big thing, Pesach, a grill on or Pesach, or your oven on Pesach. How do you, or the rack, what do you call them? The grates on your stove, right? It's used directly with fire. How are you machshir them for Pesach? Do you have to actually get them in extreme heat of a fire, or could you just pour boiling water on them, or put them in boiling water? So that's the big shaila. So in our Gemara, we have a little bit of an ambiguous piece of Gemara, but the Gemara tells us that Rav Ashi was asked by Ravina, what's the din of knives on Pesach? Do you have to do Haggadah, or do you need Liban? Rav Ashi says he does Liban, he actually heats up the blade of the knife in directly in fire. However, the Gemara says, Allah is, it's enough to do Haggadah on the knives. You just put them in a pot of boiling water. You don't have to actually heat them up with fire. Fine. So what is this Gemara telling us? Why is it that it's enough to do Haggadah? So, in Tosfos, the second terrace of Tosfos, he assumes that it could be that these knives were used for roasting chametz on them. You actually roasted a piece of chametz on its knife, and therefore it absorbed directly on the fire. And therefore, our Gemara is telling us a big chiddush that afal pikein is enough to do Haggadah. You don't have to actually do libun. You don't have to get out the blowtorch. You can just put it in hot water. And the reason he says is because chametz is a terabala. The Gemara says beferish in Avodah Zarah that anytime something absorbs heter, it's enough to do Haggadah. You don't need the chumra of libun. So that's the shita of Tosfos. However, most Rishonim were cholek. Most Rishonim said that, look at the Gemara. The Gemara is not being so mekel. It's a good svara. It's a teira bala. Let's just do Haggadah. But if so, what's the Gemara talking about? What's the question being asked of Ashi? What's it done by knives? A knife? Why should we have to do limud to the knife? It should be pashut. Right? Tosfos is saying so good. It should be pashut. It's Hetera bala, chametz was mutter when it absorbed. Right? We're talking coming to Pesach, and we're talking about the knife that you used before Pesach. So what's the problem? Just do Haggadah. And not only that, the Gemara should have told us better. Even a grill should be able to be machsher the grates in your barbecue grill that you use for roasting the buns in your barbecue. You should be able to machsher them with Haggadah because it's Hetera bala. That should be pasha. Why are we even talking about knives? So most Rishonim say, no, of course. You see from the Gemara clear that a spit or a grill, you'd have to be machsher it with libun. If you want to be machsher your oven for Pesach, you have to do real libun. You have to use a blowtorch. So what was the Gemara talking about? The Gemara was asking about knives. So the Gemara was saying, by knives, is knives something that's generally used on the fire? Do you usually assume that a knife is used to roast chametz? Or do you say no? A knife is something that's usually used just to cut hot food, and cutting hot food is not directly on the fire, and therefore you can be machshir it by Haggawah. That was the shayla of the Gemara. But it's pashut something that's actually used on fire, you have to be machshir it by using a blowtorch and mamash making it red hot. Oh, so that's the shita of the Rif and the Rush and most Rishonim. So the shayla is just why on earth is that? And important just to understand it. And in the Mishnah Brura, he actually says that the Iker, we assume that chametz is Isurabala and it's Libun. He says, B'shasat chak, you could rely on Tosfos, and the Shayna with Tosfos, that it's a Terabala and Hagalas enough. But what's the issue? What's Pshat? Lachor chametz before Pesach is Mutter. Right? So why on earth should it be considered Isurabala? So we have to understand a little bit, what's this din of Isura Bala? Why was the Torah more machmer when something absorbs Isser? What's the reason for that? So the Chod of Pshad is, let me just read what the Gemara says. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Avashi says, when a Torah Bala, when something absorbs Heter, the de kapalet lo isel yisur be'en. He says at the time it's boleya heter, and when it's polate lo isel yisur be'en. It says it absorbed it was heter, and when it gives out the isur is not be'en. There's no isur be'en. Right, if you take let's take a fork and you take a power fork, okay, and you put a piece of cheese on it and you roast the cheese on the fork. So now the fork is melchiks. But the fork's never been used for isser. There's never been isser there. So now if I want to clean that fork so I could use it now in fleishiks, I just have to do hagala. Why? Because Hagala is not enough to get out 95% of the melchiks, and it's good enough. I put it into fleishiks, okay, but there's no basar v'chalav because there's no real, there's no strong taste of chalav in the fork since I did Hagala to it. But by Isser, we're more machmer because the Isser's be'en. I stuck the fork into a piece of chazer. This is a chazer fork. This fork was used for Isser. It's more chamer. Rashi's lashon is, he says when it's a teira bala, he says lo chamer isuro shekishenase noser lo have isura be'en shem ola lo hooker isura. When you use a grill to grill kachim, the kachim is totally kosher. There's nothing wrong with this meat. This meat's going to be eaten by kohanim. It's just that afterwards it turns into isser. But the kli isn't a kli that was used as a kli for Isser. And therefore the Torah wasn't as machmer on it. You know, just to bring this out, I'll just mention a vart. You know, just a machshav of the kavar, but I think it brings out like what's going on here. Rashi doesn't explain. What does it mean it's more chamer? Because it was nikr the Isser. You use it as nikr the Isser. It's an interesting thing, you know, in machshava, the whole Isser of the din of Levon, the din of Isura Bala, They have to something that used in fire has to be cleaned in fire. It's in Parshas Matos, after the war against Midian. They fight Midian and they have a problem. They fought Midian and now they have the kale of Midian. How do we master them? So it's very strange. Why in the Torah is that's where the chiddush is given of Hakshu Kalim? It's not the first time that Klal Yisrael got kalim that weren't kosher. Right, they got from Mitzrayim, they got from Amalek, maybe. Like it seems like a minor detail in the war to say, how are we going to master the kalim now? So Emesis points out that there could be a very big yisod here. That the pshat is what was the war on Midian about? Why did we fight Midian? Because Midian was metame klal Yisrael with their daughters, right? The pshat is that the kalim of a guy is something we want to be far from the kelim. A guy shachila is something that has to be distanced from us, right? Guyim, they're using kelim for their eating. They're eating, which is iser. But it's something terrible. There's a din that you have to, so it tells you, you have to clean this kelim with libun, and then you have to put them in a mikvah. We have to purify kelim that we use for tumah before being brought to the achilah of kedusha of a yid. So we're going to learn that out from the fight with Midian. Midian was the ultimate tumah of a guy, right? Right, a woman is a kli, and the women were the tumah, and they were used as a kli for Klal Yisrael. That was the biggest distance, and the distancing from it we're being told here. There's a chumrah. Kalim, you have to completely 100% purge all the iser out of the kli. It's interesting, the Rashbam holds that if you buy a kli from a guy, and before you do that gal and the libun, you're tovel the kli. So he says it doesn't work. You have to bedafka machshah the kli, and then put it in the mikvah. Because until you got the iser out of the kli, it's like you're tovel the sheretz biyado. You can't be matar this kli. It still has the tum of the guy in it. It still has the chazer in it. So maybe the surah bala, the pshat is that there's an iser in the kli. You want to have a richik from it because the kli was used for tumah. It was used for something bad. So now what about chametz? So Tosfos learns it's a terah bala. It's maisa's heter. It's not a kli of it. There's nothing wrong with this kli. The problem is that there's some molecules that are blue inside the kli. Okay, we have to get rid of that. But hagala is good enough. Hagala will get rid of it enough that we're not worried about it anymore. Oh, so what about the other rishayim? How do the other rishayim hold that it's surah bala? So the lashon used in the Ran, a number of Rishonim, says chametz shmo alav. Chametz even before Pesach, the name is on it. It's chametz. What does this mean? Let's say we talk about the fork. Let's go back to the fork. The fork that you roasted cheese on it. So that cheese, there's what happens? It's not iser b'chlal. Cheese is not iser. There's nothing wrong with cheese. The problem is when it joins with meat, it becomes basar v'chala. So the cheese used is not iser. The only iser starts is after the cheese is absorbed. Then you put the cheese into the piece of steak, and now this basar v'chala that's going into this kli. But the actual be'en. But the end cheese was not iser. We're worried about the cheese turning into iser. Same thing with noser. It's what went into the kli is not noser. It's fresh kachem. It turns into unfresh kachem. It becomes kachem that's noser. Noser is after it's not so fresh anymore, it turns into noser. But that which was absorbed is different than that which went into it. By chametz, the same thing went into it as what we're worried about. I'll just read the Meiri's Lashon. The Meiri's Lashon is, it says, Chametz of Pesach eino karu heter. Ho'el ve'ilu bolam osu hayom iserhu. That which went into it before Pesach, if it went into it today, it would be iser. It's just before Pesach, Chametz is an aser. And Ritva has a Lashon here. He says, Chametz nikerhu b'shach b'liyaso. U'shmo alav. When the Chametz went in, it was niker as Chametz. It is Chametz. It just happens to be that it's not Pesach. So slightly different ways of explaining this. But one way to explain what it means of chametz in the surah bala is that the kli that cooks chametz, the etzim is a kli of chametz. This is a kli chametz. The kli as a kli was used to be a kli to service chametz. The kli is a kli chametz. Now before Pesach, chametz is mutter. Comes Pesach, chametz becomes aser, but not only that, the klei chametz also become aser. Why? Because we view them as a klei chametz. On Pesach, a klei chametz is viewed as a klei aser. So that's one way to explain that chametz would need libun. that we give Kli Chametz the Chumrah as if it was a Kli Iser. That's one possibility. The Ritva, I'll just mention the Ritva in Avodah Zarah, has another very powerful point to explain why Chametz should need Liban. The Ritva points out, he says, Chametz we know is Aser even b'mashehu. Right? Beim minimo, beim shalo b'mino is Aser b'mashehu. So in a chinami hagala works for most Yisurim, because most Yisurim, we hold the halacha, so they're only Aser b'dieved when they're no same town. And therefore you do hagala to a kli, even if you do a gala to a grill, well, mice, you got out 99% of the Iser. It's mostly clean. Fine, that's good enough. But by Chametz, it's not good enough for Chametz, because by Chametz, it answers the mashu. So the Mela, by there, we're going to go by the Torah's din of what gives complete Tahara. Complete Tahara, you want complete Tahara, you need Liban. That's another Svara, why by Chametz, you should need Liban. So the Maisa, that's the din l'halacha. The Shulchan Aruch says, Mishnah Berurah says, Shulchan Aruch paskins that Chametz needs Liban. When there's other study heter, the Mishnah Berurah is Mekel. For example, something that you're not so sure if it was directly on the Eish or not. Right, like a frying pan, sometimes it's a suffix. Is that considered using on Eish? You never used it like a grill. You always had some liquid in there, but a small amount of liquid. So when there's other factors to be matter, you could be with Staref, Toysus Hashita, that's the Torah Bala. But the Iker is a Surah Bala. I'll just mention one more nafkamina from this whole discussion. Okay, it's a huge amount of putting into one sitting, but the one other nafkamina is another heter that Chazal say we're more makel by heter than we are by iser, and that's something called naf bar nata hetera. Okay, I'll just say it's very bekitzer. I can't give you a whole 2 years of smicha in one shir, but just very bekitzer. If you cook macaroni in a fleishik pot, and then you put cheese into that macaroni, b'dieved you're allowed to eat that. Why? Because even though the meat went into the pot, and then the meat went into the macaroni, and then the cheese went into the macaroni, it's still going to be mutter, because it's called napar nata v'teira. Because since the taste of meat in that macaroni is a weak taste, because there were two absorptions, from the meat to the pot, from the pot to the macaroni. It's very weak. And it's heter. It's not going to be able to be turned into iser, because it's such a weak taste. Now, if it's iser, so iser were more machmer. Iser just will go and go and go. Right? If there's a treif pot, it goes into the macaroni, and from the macaroni back into a pot, it'll always stay iser. But iser, we want to be merachik iser. But heter, it's innocent. The macaroni is innocent. Macaroni just happens to be a very degraded form of what we could call a taste of meat, right? You're not going to actually taste meat in the macaroni. Whatever it is, it's very degraded. So the mela, we're making on that taste. It doesn't turn into basar b'chalav. Now, what about chametz? So here we have a machlokas rishonim here as well. What if before Pesach you cook your chicken soup in a chametz de kapat? Fine. So the arishonim hold that you could eat that chicken soup on Pesach because it's not barnat. The pot is chametzik because you cooked your chametzik. I don't know if you cook chametzik in a pot, but you cooked your French toast in the pot and it went into the pot and then it went into the chicken soup, but it was still heter. Comes along Pesach, they'll say, okay, it's not going to turn into chametz on Pesach because it's so degraded. However, the ikur halacha, when there's no other reason, snifim of heter, the Mishnah Berurah, the Shaarei Tzion, in Tufmen Zay, and Sifkat and Pei Aleph, Shaarei Tzion says the Iker is assumed like the Ran who says that this is called Iser. We don't say Naf Bar Nat here, we don't see any heterim here because it says Iser, because since before Chametz, before Pesach, it was Chametz, it was called Chametz, and it was already had a shame Chametz, and it went into the Chametz, went into the pot, it went into the chicken soup, even though it wasn't Pesach. But the Maisa comes Pesach, we haven't been Mechadish anything. It's always Chametz. All we've been Mechadish is that you are Aser to eat Chametz. So the Melo, we assume that it's Aser. So Meir the Mishavru says that the soup would be aser. He said, except last day of Pesach, he says you could be mekel to eat the soup. He said, last day of Pesach, you could be mekel to eat soup that was cooked before Pesach in a chametz dekapach. Okay, all right, Rabbi Yisai. Okay, yeah, we're going to have a standing mar for any questions you can ask them.